This week, the Sedra of Lechacha, we begin to journey with Avram Avinu. Full force, we meet him at the end of Parshas Noach in Perek Yud Aleph of Bereishis. But it is here that his mission really begins. A lot happens in Parshas Lechacha. It goes from Perek Yud Beis through Perek Yud Zayin. They arrive in the land of Canaan. There's a famine down to Egypt. Sarah is taken by Paro. After they leave Egypt, him and Lot are very heavy in wealth and flocks. Him and Lot split ways. Lot chooses Sodom. Perek Yudal tells us about the war of the four kings and the five kings. Perek Tezvav tells us about the covenant between the pieces, the Bris Ben Absarim. Perek Tezayin tells us that Sarah has to be sent away after she conceives immediately of being with Abram. Perek Yudzayin tells us about Bris Mila. That is a very brief overview of many topics in the Parsha. I want to focus on the very, very beginning, the first famous words of God to Avram Avinu. Well, at this point, he's not Avram Avinu yet, he's Avram. And Hashem said to Abram, go for yourself. Well, we're going to have to actually define what is Lechacha. And Hashem said to Avram, Lech Lecha, and we're going to define that means, from your land, from your birthplace, from your father's household, to the land that I will show you. I'll make you a great nation, I will bless you, I will make your name great, and you will be for a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, those who curse you, I will curse, and all the families of the earth shall be blessed through you. And Avram went like God spoke to him, and Lot went with him, and Avram was 75 years old when he departed from Haran. Avram took Sarai, his wife, and Lot, his nephew, and all the possessions that they possessed, and the souls that they made in Haran. And they went to go to the land of Canaan, and they came to the land of Canaan. And Avram went through the land to the place of Shechem, till Alone Moreh, Va'aknani, Azba'aretz. What does Lechacha mean? There are many, many interpretations as to what Lechacha means. The Baal Turim says that Lechacha is Gematria 100, Lamed and Chaf, Lech, is 50, 30 and 20. Lamed and Chaf, again, 50, 50 plus 50 is 100. Why? Because Aram departed at 75, and he died at 175, and for 100 years, says the Baal Turim, he walked after God. I want to quote, however, an interpretation into Lechacha. Again, there are so many interpretations and insights into the first words of God to our first patriarch, but I want to quote from Rabbi Lord Jonathan Sacks, Zichrono Livracha. Lechacha, says Rabbi Sacks, he proposes, means go by yourself. Only a person willing to stand alone, singular and unique, can worship the God who is alone, singular and unique. Only one able to leave behind the natural sources of identity, home, family, culture, and society, can encounter God, who stands above and beyond nature. A journey into the unknown is one of the greatest possible expressions of freedom. God wanted Abram and his children to be a living example of what it is to serve the God of freedom in freedom for the sake of freedom. And so Lechacha perhaps means, says Rabbi Sacks, leave behind you all that makes human beings predictable and unfree. Leave behind the social forces, the familiar pressure, the circumstances of your birth. Abraham's children were summoned to be the people that defied the laws of nature because they refused to define themselves as the byproduct of nature. To be sure, Rabbi Sacks says, that is not to say that economic or biological or psychological forces have no part to play in human behavior. We are all shaped by the economy around us, the biology and the psychology of which we are made up, but with sufficient imagination, determination, discipline and courage, we can rise above. Abraham did. So at most times it is children. With sufficient imagination, determination, discipline and courage, we can rise above. It reminds me of a famous quote by David Ben-Gurion, of course, one of the founders, the first prime minister of the state of Israel. In Israel, in order to be a realist, you must believe in miracles. Lech lecha, go by yourself. That will always be the destiny of the Jew, the children of Avram. In Israel, said David Ben-Gurion, in order to be a realist, you must believe in miracles. Abraham did, so most times it is children. Says Rabbi Sacks, those who live within the laws of history are subject to the laws of history. Whatever is natural, says the Rambam, Maimonides, is subject to disintegration and decline. Think of it. Anything natural, a tree, a leaf, a farm, a field, a human being. Anything natural is subject to disintegration and decline. That is what has happened to virtually every civilization on the world stage. disintegration and decline. Abram, however, was to become the father of an Am Olam, an eternal people that would neither decay nor decline. He was the father of a people willing to stand outside the laws of nature. That's what it means, says Rabbi Sacks. Go by yourself, me'artzecha. Leave the natural constraints of your land. U'mimawadetcha. Leave the natural place of your birth. U'mibeis avicha. And even leave the natural circumstances of your family, Ovdei Avodah Zarah. While for other nations are innate land, home, and family, other nations are defined by their land, by their home, and by their family. In Judaism, are subjects of religious command. They have to be striven for. They involve a journey. They are not given at the outset, nor can they be taken for granted. Abram was to leave behind the things that make most people and peoples what they are, and lay the foundations for a land, a Jewish home, and a family structure, which must be responsive not to economic forces, not to biological drives, not to psychological conflicts, but to the word of God and to the will of God. Avram left behind me'artzecha, mimoladetcha, mibeis avicha, and he laid the foundations for a new land, a new eretz, a new Jewish home, a new bayis, and a new family structure, beis avicha, which would be responsive to the word of God and the will of God. Lechecha in this sense means being prepared to take an often lonely journey. Rabbi Rishkin has said, to be alone with God is to be alone with the majority of one. Go by yourself. To be a child of Abraham is to have the courage to be different, to challenge the idols of every age, whatever those idols and whichever age they may find themselves in an era of polytheism, and then seeing the universe as the product of a single creative will, in an era of slavery, I meant refusing to accept the status quo in the name of God, but challenging it in the name of God. When power was worshipped, I meant constructing a society that cared for the powerless, the widow, the orphan, and the stranger, during centuries in which the mass of mankind was sunk in ignorance. I meant honoring education. Rabbi Sacks and his teachings speak so much about the emphasis in Judaism on education. Emphasis in Judaism and the importance of education. During centuries in which the mass of mankind was sunk in ignorance, lechecha, go by yourself, meant honoring education as the key to human dignity and creating schools to provide universal literacy. When war was the test of manhood, lechecha means striving for peace. In ages of radical individualism like today, it means knowing we are not what we own. We are defined by what we share. We are not what we buy. We are what we give. That there is something higher than appetite and desire. Namely, the call that comes to us as it came to Abraham from outside of ourselves. It is God summoning us to make a contribution to the world. When we think of what defines Am Yisrael and our Jewish communities, especially in the world in which we live, lechecha, go by yourself, means that Jews realize we are not what we own, rather what we share. How many Gemilas Chesed funds, how many tzedak organizations, how many chasadim define Am Yisrael? We are not defined by what we own. Lechecha mimoladetcha. We are defined by what we share. And Avram took along with him Lot. We are not defined by what we buy, rather by what we give. We know that there is something higher than appetite and desire. Lift your eyes upward, says Rav Soloveitchik, and recognize that there is a God. Namely, there is a call that comes to us as it came to Abraham from outside of ourselves. And that call of God summons us to make a contribution to the world. It is that courage to travel alone if necessary, to be different, to swim against this tide, to speak in an age of relativism, of the absoluteness of human dignity under the sovereignty of God. This was all born in the words, Lech Lecha, go by yourself. Last sentence of Rabbi Sacks' piece. To be a Jew is to be willing to hear the still, small voice of eternity, urging us to travel, to move, to go on ahead. to continue the journey that Abraham began towards an unknown destination at the far horizon of hope. Whew! Last sentence. Once again. To be a Jew is to be willing to hear the still small voice of eternity, urging us to travel, to move, to go on ahead. We must continue Abraham's journey towards that unknown destination, at the far horizon of hope. And so the first words of God to the first Jew, or the father of Am Yisrael, was, Lechecha, Abraham, you will be the father of a people who will always be called upon to go by themselves. Like Rabbi Riskin says, to be alone with God is to be with the majority of one. I wish everybody a beautiful day and Be'ezrat Hashem, a meaningful Shabbat Shalom. Kol Tov, and thank you to all.